is weird, odd, strange, or just plain bizarre is really your cup of tea, then the Golden State Media Concepts Weird News Podcast will give you that fix. Can't believe it? Well, listen for yourself as Jordan and Keith delivers the strangest news you definitely won't find on CNN or Fox. It's the Golden State Media Concepts Weird News Podcast.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Golden State Media Concepts Weird News Podcast, now with 30% more pineapple juice, featuring Jordan and
Keith.
Welcome.
Happy back, Thursday, everybody. People. Happy Thursday. Yes, we do the weird news on Thursdays, so yeah. But you'll listen after that on any day.
Yeah.
Basically, yeah.
Friday, makes sense
Saturday,
so far.
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Woo!
You never notice how long that theme song is until,
but I love
we're
it.
We're just in it. Yeah, no,
I love
no,
the fact
no
that we
complaint.
Have a theme song, bro. You
know, it is. It's
we're
nice.
Like superheroes or something.
I wish I had a theme song in other things in my life, other areas.
I know. Me too, dude. We'll have to work on that.
And make it easier to go to the gym.
I think so. I think you're right, man. I think you're right.
If a song played that was hinting that I should go to the gym, I feel like it'd be about time. We've got a lot of cool, weird news today.
Yes, we do.
This is a very special episode because this is our Pokemon Go episode.
Oh, goodness. Pokemon Mania.
Are you
Pokemon
excited?
Pokemon Go Mania. Been a while.
Have you got into it yet?
Let
have
you
gotten to the craze?
Let me tell you, brother. Yes. My Hulk Hogan. I love that. He cracks me up with that. Let me tell you, brother.
In honor of this episode, we are going to have the game Pokemon Go out the entire time.
Oh, look at you. That's an excuse for you to play with your phone, dude.
Absolutely not. And near the area, we have constant updates on what Pokemon is near. Like Omanyte is now one step from the recording studio.
Oh, goodness. So let's start with the weird news. So talk to me about toilet paper and thievery, dude.
Okay, yeah. We're going to start off with our regular weird news, and then later on we'll be getting into our Pokemon Go phenomena. So,
yes, exactly.
Right
talk
now,
to me,
we're going to be talking about the man. He covered his face with toilet paper, and then he proceeded to rob a store. Guess what?
I mean, how does that work, and can you see? I mean, really?
Guess what state it is.
Okay.
Even if you guess it right, it's not going to look good bad for that state.
Okay,
no
we'll say, how about this? It's the state of Nebraska.
Oh, that was a safe answer. Of course it's a state like Tennessee. It was either Tennessee or Alabama. It happened in Tennessee, but I would have also accepted Alabama.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, I was trying to have some fun with it.
Yeah.
You know?
It happened
Nebraska's like, why gotta be us? You know?
No. Nebraska's just happy
Nebraska.
That they're talking, being talked about.
Yes.
This isn't a podcast about corn, and yet they're still being mentioned.
I know, dude. That's funny, man.
So, Nashville, there was an armed robber. He covered his face up with toilet paper. Doesn't seem like this was the most thought-out crime.
I mean, were you too lazy to get, like, a ski mask, bro, or a stocking?
Maybe that's what he needed that money.
Were you that poor?
But he walked into the convenience store bathroom. It was around 2 a.m. Grabbed toilet paper, used it to cover his face for pulling out a gun and demanding money from the cashier.
You know what? And that might have been like, you know what, dude? Because you got toilet paper on your face, bro, just take the money, man. This is originality. We're gonna give you a pass today, dude. We're gonna give you a pass today, bro. You don't even need the gun. The fact that you came to the front, you know, with a gun and toilet paper on your face, yeah, man. You get the A for originality, bro. It's
and let that be
good,
a lesson
bro.
To anyone. Here at Weird News, we are incredibly soft on crime. If it's weird, if it's
weird
interesting enough,
right?
enough to talk about, we will forgive your transgression.
I wasn't planning on it, but I mean, what do you say to that? I mean, what do you say when you see that, dude? Who does something like that? Only in America, man. You gotta love us, man.
Well, the
we
cops
are
creative
people.
They're investigating the surveillance camera to get a shot of his face before he wrapped the toilet paper around.
He didn't go in
with the toilet paper. He went in, put toilet paper on his face, and then came out with a gun.
I know, but I love it though. I mean, and it's important. We want you to, you know, to find out who the guy is. But I want pictures with the toilet paper on the face and without. I got to see that, man. That is trend worthy news. You know what I'm saying?
Trend worthy news. Yeah.
Yeah, man.
I'm so curious to see. I don't care about what he looks like outside the toilet paper. I want to see toilet paper with a gun.
It's classic, bro.
Can you be intimidating? That's the question.
I mean, yeah. I mean, I love it, dude. That's the best, man. Like I said, bro. Hey, you win. You win it right now. Just go. Give me a picture. Let's do a little selfie, and we're good.
Keith and Jordan, soft on weird crime.
So I'm sorry, I can't help it though.
Maybe we could have a segment of us talking about a story about someone doing something completely terrible, but he did it with like a weird face.
It's okay, right?
Yeah, like he drew a weird word and marker on his face, so it's like, oh, look at that guy.
I know, right? I know, man. I know we're bad. So what else is up on deck, sir, for weird news?
Okay. Well, there's this woman here, and she had road rage, okay?
Oh, goodness.
And I'm going to go ahead and just let you guess what this is about. If she knits like some sweaters and stuff like that, the judge will not send her to prison.
So please explain to me how knitting, prison, and road rage.
Can I hear your best guess of how that could make sense in a world? Like, can you give me the scenario you think that fits the story?
Okay, so was she saying that she was knitting while she was driving, or was she on her way to a knitting class and she happened to have rage? I mean, so please define to me, what was the road rage? What did she do exactly? If you can, you know, and does it list her name? Please, let's have
her name is Amanda McCabe.
Okay.
From Dundee.
Miss Amanda McCabe from Dundee. No crocodiles. Okay.
Yeah, no crocodiles.
All right. That's a knife. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Keith, all right. No, it's fine. It's fine. No,
I know. I'm corny. I love it.
So she tailed her victim, you know, she followed her, which is a woman named Claire Smith.
So Claire Smith is the victim. Okay, thank you. Okay. So now, did Claire cut her off? I mean, what led to the road rage?
I'm not sure, but she tailed her for, you know, some miles, several miles.
Oh, so she's on some stalker stuff. Okay.
Yeah, she boxed her in.
Okay.
She she hauled open the driver's side door. And she was punching her across the face.
Okay, so first of all, Claire, why wasn't your driver door locked?
I don't know what happened there.
And if you
that's
got the keys in the
that's
ignition,
a good question.
If a woman's coming at you looking all angry and you fear like that she might hurt you, you drive off or you hit her. If she's trying to box you in, then you hit her car.
Just get away from
back,
it. Yeah,
back the heck up.
You slowed it down for a second. I didn't know if we were going to have to edit that out.
No. That was, you know, I wanted to give you that
yeah,
feeling.
No. It was strong. It was bold.
I try, man. All right. So we still don't. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry.
So the sheriff there, the court, they she said that it was a simple coincidence that she wasn't pursuing Miss Claire, that she was just she likes to knit, and she was visiting a special wool shop.
Right.
That was near where the assault took place. So she didn't follow Claire there. It's just that there was a place to knit, and she likes to knit, so she was following her.
So she just randomly blocked somebody in and then punched her in the face.
Yeah. No, I don't think that ever happened in her account. You know, she just said, I just really like to knit. It's just a coincidence I'm parked right here where she is because I was knitting.
Oh, goodness. Amanda McCabe, is that her name?
Yeah, Amanda McCabe.
All right, poor Claire.
Wow. Yeah, no. But
so this lady actually said
it.
This to the judge. She, with a straight face.
Yeah. Okay.
That I didn't do anything wrong. I was just trying to go do some knitting. Okay. So what's the twist, bro?
He said that he laid down a challenge for her. He said that it could be, you know, this is going to be the difference between you having freedom or you going to prison. She would have to come back to court on December 14th with multiple knitted items that are capable of being sold to a charity shop and raising money for good causes. She was put on the spot, and she said that she could knit a jumper in 2 to 3 days at a cost of $67.
So
$627.
Okay, so Judge, pounds. You know, I appreciate you, whoever you are, Judge, for making the challenge, but at the same time, you're enabling this person. This person needs to go to jail for what she did, whether it's for a few days, 10 days, whatever. She needs to be punished. She don't need to be let off the hook like that. That's not cool. I mean, so she gets to go knit some stuff. And that's, dude, you know how many months she's got to knit all that stuff? Really? Dude. No, if that was a guy doing that, dude, saying that about knitting, I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't know, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
She got off too easy for that, man. That's not cool. So the message, the moral of the story is,
if you can knit, and once again, you can be as terrible as you want to be, very soft on weird crimes.
No, not us.
No, us too. I'm fine with what's happening.
I'm not fine with what's
she
happening.
She didn't need medical attention, just a red mark, and now they're calling her on her.
She needs to be fined or something. So the message.
Well, I think she will if she doesn't knit enough things.
Dude, she's got to December. That's what?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, 4 more months to go, dude? Get out of here, dude. That's way too much time to get all that done. Nah, man. So the moral of the story is you can block somebody off, come up to their driver door, and punch them in the face. And, hey, just talk about knitting, and you will be let go. Good times. Love that judicial system, right?
I think it makes sense in my eyes. I don't see anything wrong with what's happening here.
You ain't right, Jordan. Total sense. I got love for you anyway, but it's time for a break, dude.
It is, isn't it? Yeah. I felt it too.
Yes.
Okay, so when we come back.
With the break. Yes.
This is where we go into our Pokemon Go segment. This is going to be the
go,
special
Pokemon,
part of this episode.
Pokemon Go. Shh. Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. What was that, though?
I was just having a Pokemon moment.
That was...
Or trying to.
Okay. Well, in the meantime, we're going to talk to Keith about what Pokemon moments are, and
yes,
we will see you guys soon.
Yes. Commercial. Love them.
Do you want to be healthier, yet you just don't know what to do? All these shows telling you this and that, but nothing seems to work. Well, listen close. Golden State Media Concepts has got something great for you. The health and wellness podcast dedicated to workout trends, healthy eating habits, diet, and everything about healthy living. Join us in our banters as we help you not just live life to the fullest, but live it to the healthiest.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Weird News with Keith and Jordan.
Yes,
Jordan and Keith.
You know it.
Now, we just talked about our normal, you know, our news stuff.
The normal weird news stuff.
The normal weird news stuff.
Normal, weird. Love that.
And we're going to be dedicating a lot of this rest of the episode to
Pokemon
something
Go.
Pokemon. That one. The huge thing out right now.
Pokemon.
Everyone's obsessed with it. It's kind of taking over.
I know.
Nintendo's stocks have risen by
10%. It's like a whole
That's something that's game. Really not relevant to point out, but I just heard it, and, you know, power to them.
I know. This is crazy, dude. The Pokemon resurgence is nuts.
It is so nuts.
So lay it on me. So what's the first Pokemon story you got for me?
Well,
and by the way, we broke the Pokemon thing last week. We were the first ones to talk about it.
I don't think we were the first.
Well, I'm going to claim that we were the
first,
because
I feel like
we were the first. I didn't see nobody else talking about it, but now they are after our
I
podcast.
I think everybody.
Yeah, after our podcast.
You think that
saying,
we started Pokemon Go?
Yes, we started the Pokemon Go resurgence. I'm calling it. Just saying.
I don't know if you realize how wrong you are.
Well, I don't think I'm wrong. You know, talking about it on the podcast, I think we were the first ones to do that last week. All I know is that after last week, all of a sudden now it's Pokemon Go everywhere. Just saying.
We totally didn't talk about it.
But we talked about it last week.
We did.
You brought
it
to my
attention. We were a number of 1,000, yeah.
Okay, well, I think we were the first podcast.
Yeah. We helped. We did something. That's important, right?
Well, no one can prove to me that we weren't the first podcast doing it, so.
Yeah.
Just saying.
We'll get to the magic stuff now. So I guess we can talk about the Pokemon Go cheating guy, right?
So how's he cheating?
Have you heard about anything about this?
No, I haven't. No, I haven't.
Okay, so Keith, have you played Pokemon Go yet?
No.
Okay.
Not at all.
So
I'm
kind of
curious to want to play it now because it seems
I'm hoping
too
after
much.
The end of this episode, if we can have one effect, it's to get you into Pokemon Go.
We'll see.
Because it's a fun
we'll
game.
See.
But anyways.
You have to try to sell me on it.
All right, I will. I guess people are going to learn about the game as we're telling the stories that are related. So in the game, you catch Pokemon random places.
Yes.
I caught one in the studio a couple times.
Okay.
And so this person caught a Pokemon.
Right.
When you catch the Pokemon, you can look up the exact location of where you caught the Pokemon. It's
okay.
Like a GPS, like,
right.
Oh, you caught it on Zip Zap Street. I don't know if that's a street. I'm playing
right.
It safe. But
Or Jordan Drive.
Yeah,
go
Jordan
ahead.
Drive. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Giles Drive.
There you go.
Okay, so he caught a Pokemon at his ex-girlfriend's house.
Okay.
And his girlfriend was looking through his Pokemon and recognized that that address was his ex-girlfriend.
Oh, so he wasn't cheating like on a math exam or cheating with the app. He was cheating on his girl.
Yeah.
Oh.
Cheating a game is way less weird. Yeah, this is... How do you think about that,
Pokemon buddy? Destroying lives, man. Pokemon Go destroying lives. What's happening with that? It's not really destroying lives, but wow. I mean, but homeboy who got caught cheating, he might be feeling that way right about now. He might have cursed the day he ever picked up the Pokemon app. He's like, darn you, Pokemon Go. Darn you. I'm single now.
So it's a big thing that's happening, yeah, where – so I guess she saw the address and realized he was cheating, and he kind of moved on from there.
Oh, my.
And he hasn't heard from her since. So, man. Other people are saying it's a good way to pick up people.
Oh, good. So, oh, seriously? So yeah. Now we're trying to do hookups with Pokemon Go? This is too much, bro.
Okay, so I told this. I was on the technology podcast talking about it. I went to a place here that – Old Sac place, you know.
Okay. And, Old Sacramento, downtown. All
Old
right.
Sacramento. I went there for a trip.
Uh-huh.
And there were so many people playing Pokemon there. And they were all together and they were all looking at their phones. And somebody will be like, there's a Koffing over here. And everyone rushes to go to the Koffing. Rapidash over here. I ended up making rumors that there's a Ninetales. And he's over there. And there was no Ninetales. And
were you in line trying to get some food and you just did that for this
absolutely
direction?
Everyone took off in that direction. I was the only person left in the restaurant. I swear there was a sandwich half eaten.
Oh, my goodness. You're so wrong.
It was a fun game, though.
Oh, man. Pokemon Go is taking over.
It is.
This is crazy.
Actually, there was somebody that found a dead body, too, while they were playing the game. They were going by a river trying to catch
water
Pokemon.
That's a gift
Pokemon.
You want to give back.
And there was a body floating in it.
That's crazy.
Have you ever heard, you haven't heard any of the Pokemon Go stuff yet, right?
No, I wish I could see looking at that person's face when the wow, that's messed up. But the good news is, at least that person has been found now, so their family can, you know, have some closure on that. So that's cool.
Yeah, that's
good. It's sad and cool at the same time, if that makes any sense. It's bittersweet.
Sad and cool at the same time. Keith on dead bodies.
Well, yeah. Well, I don't know what to say to that, but okay.
Pokemon are being caught in Auschwitz in the Holocaust Museum.
Yeah, that's just weird. But
So they're everywhere, Keith. And there are certain stops, like historical landmarks, churches like that.
Right.
And if you go to those stops and you know access it from there, you get items. You get more Pokeballs, etc.
Right.
Whatever.
So now they're in Auschwitz, but they can't go hunt the Pokemon.
They're asking them not to because it's incredibly disrespectful.
For the cemetery stuff, yeah. To the dead. So they're like, okay, we don't want you going there.
Yeah.
So you can go here, but Pokemon Go cannot go here. And I can dig it. All right. Because I'm just like,
no, I think that's incredibly understandable.
I don't even know if I want to be Pokemon Go in Auschwitz, to be honest with you. That's just, I think of Pokemon Go and, you know, using the app, I don't think, oh, let me go to Auschwitz.
No, we're on the same page. That sounds terrible. That's
yeah. So it's kind of like in bad taste.
I'm glad to know that you wouldn't disrespect a terrible tragedy in history.
No, you never disrespect the dead, bro. Ever.
Absolutely.
Ever. It's just
so
wrong and rude.
They're sending out a public message saying, you know, please don't do that. It seems obvious, but people aren't doing it.
Well,
please don't catch Pokemon.
And I think they're being classy because I would have just told them, you can't come here. So they're being nice that they're letting me even come at all. So, but it's cool.
Yeah.
So I got respect and love for that. So it's all good, man. So what else you got for me with Pokemon Go?
Well,
the phenomena.
A halfway house for sex offenders
is
an official Pokestop.
And who thought that up?
It can't be weird
up,
news
dude.
Without saying something about sex.
Who thought that up? Because someone had to be like, let's put one right here.
No, so the game makes those stops out of historical landmarks, churches, things like that.
So it was
the
historical landmark?
The old New Windsor Hotel,
okay,
which is now a halfway house.
Is that in Canada? Where is this at, dude? Because Windsor, I think of Canada, but you know, or their rural family.
You know, it's in Phoenix, Arizona.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
So the Windsor Hotel, and there are 43 registered sex offenders living there right now.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And it is now a place where kids of all ages should go visit in Martin's Pokestop.
No, we don't want you going there at all. That's the Pokemon Go stop. No, you skip that one. Skip that stop. That one needs to be just removed off of Pokemon Go. Just take it off, dude.
I've even seen a news story about a Pokestop being out in the ocean. And people canoeing there, and another group taking a boat there.
Too much time on their hands.
Just imagine a canoe and a boat sailing right next to each other, trying to fight each other's Pokemon in the game to claim.
I mean, are you rich and you don't have to work? Are you on vacation doing this? I mean, who does that?
I don't think you realize a lot of people are just kind of immediately dropping everything and playing this game. It's a big thing.
But if you're like not going to get any cash for it,
I drove 2 hours around trying to catch Pokemon the other day.
Well, you got issues anyway, bro. But still, yeah, but no, much love.
It's not just me. This is everybody here.
No, that's crazy. You drove around 2 hours, dude.
Yeah, I drove around 2 hours.
You were in the zone.
I walked around for 4 hours, and I'm still walking around.
Dude, too much time in your hands. Let it go.
Too much time in my hands. Yeah.
So, and speaking of time.
It's a break, yeah.
Too much time.
Good segue.
In my hands.
So when we come back, we're going to be going into some more Pokemon, and
apparently, yes,
yeah, we will see.
It's taking over
soon.
Today.
It's taking right. over. Next week, other weird news today.
We
Pokemon.
Promise.
Yeah,
we promise.
Stay tuned.
Yes.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Oh my God, and welcome back to the Golden State Media Concepts Weird News Podcast.
Yes, welcome back, dude.
Keith, how are you?
I am terrific. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, man.
Okay. I've never used that to describe my current mood at the time.
I know. I didn't either until now. It just kind of happened. Just freestyling, you know.
Can you put in other words what that means to you to be supercalifragilisticexpialidocious?
I'm magnificent. I'm feeling great.
Okay. So that was a positive thing.
Yes, it is.
I'm double checking. You had a mixed look on your face.
Oh, well, that happens too
sometimes. Couldn't tell the direction.
I have my own issues as well. So.
Yeah, no. Who doesn't, right?
Right.
Okay. So we've been talking about Pokemon. This is our kind of a Pokemon thing.
Yes.
We're doing a lot of Pokemon stuff.
Yes. For today only.
Yeah, today.
Yes.
Unless we do it every day from now on. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, well, that would be too much.
Yeah, so. It'd probably be too much. But coming up, we're going to be doing this every day from now on. It's now the Weird Pokemon Go podcast.
No. So what's going on? What else we got, man, in Pokemon news, dude?
Okay, well, there was a man who his house used to be a church. And once again, you're seeing the trend here of things that are. It is now a Pokemon gym. And although it's cool seeing new friends there, at all hours of the day, people are coming, and at night, 3 a.m. or so, just standing in his yard, trying to catch Pokemon and, you know, claim the gym. So, even though he's kind of appreciating, you know, how popular his house is getting.
I would charge him $5 to walk in and do that.
Well, I don't think they're walking in the house, but I've heard a lot of people trespassing.
Like $5? I would charge him for that.
I know a friend that hopped somebody's fence just so they can catch a Snorlax in their yard, and then jumped right back out. They had no regrets, and the people in the yard
so now
that
we're
invading there,
people's property, trespassing, good times.
The people in the backyard also said that they shouldn't have regrets because it was a Snorlax. So,
oh, goodness.
Yeah, right?
Whatever a Snorlax is. But yeah. Wow, okay.
Well. There is a very popular post going out right now about a U.S. soldier in the front lines fighting ISIS that had a photo of a Pokemon out that he caught a Squirtle. So
you know what? I'm going to go with that. I'm going to encourage that. I think that's cool because, you know, when it comes to war, there's not really too many things that are positive about it. So if a soldier, you know, can have a moment of peace and fun in something as serious as war like that, then more power to him. So if Pokemon can do that for him, then right on.
All right. Right on. Well said, bud. Hey, I got to ask you, and I'm going to ask you this again later on. Give me your honest truth.
Sure.
This isn't something that you'd normally be into like playing for yourself, right?
No, it's not.
But do you think that you might give it a shot now?
I might.
Honestly.
I might with a friend or two.
Yeah.
I would want to do it by myself. So I might. But it's got to be like when I have some really serious like downtime or when I just don't want to think about anything.
Would you download it today and play with me at some point?
I'll have to think about it.
No, okay.
Because, you know, we got some more podcasts we got to do. So.
Yeah.
Work done
after,
first.
After,
work,
after our work. Yeah, let's take care of that.
Says, take care of your business first.
Okay. That makes sense to me.
Yeah.
So we also have another story about a Pokemon being found, you know, in a weird place.
Okay.
What? You were excited about this one. A wife was giving birth in a hospital bed when there was a Pokemon next to the birth.
So I don't know if I believe that, man. I have a hard time with that.
Well, he posted a photo showing that he was trying to capture the Pokemon.
Did you see the picture?
Yeah,
have you seen
I have seen the picture.
Are you going to have to show that to me, man? I need to see that. Seeing is believing. I don't know if I believe that one, man. That's a bit much, bro.
No. Well, you can find the Pokemon anywhere. It's not too hard. It's if as long as you're walking, there's just some in your area, and you.
So when you find it, it just stays there. And you have a screenshot.
When you find it the map, you're like it's you walking on a map, and when one pops up, you click on it, and then it comes from your camera. Your camera's activated.
Okay.
And you have to look for it on the ground, and then you throw a Pokeball at it to catch it.
Wow, I might have to. You might have to. You know, show me this in action. I don't have to see this.
Yeah, no. In between podcasts, you're gonna love it. I'm gonna tell you. This is the picture. This is the picture.
Oh, I'm looking. So, wow.
So yeah, legitimate
and the wife
stuff.
Was not like mad. Like, dude, what the heck are you doing? Trying to have childbirth here.
If we're judging from the picture, I kind
of
felt like she had other stuff in
here?
Her mind than
right?
what her husband was playing.
I'm like, and you're over here playing a video game, dude? Seriously?
I'm with the husband. I feel like that's something I could have done. It would have made a light situation.
Not the most attentive husband.
Now you can always say that whenever you were giving birth to your son or daughter. At some point, you know, while I was giving birth, my husband was sitting there playing Pokemon and taking pictures of the Pokemon with me next to him.
Some people might be embarrassed by that, bro. Just saying.
I think it's a good story. It's definitely one to tell
I'm glad
the kids.
I'm glad you shared it with me. Oh, I'm seeing the picture. I'm just kind of disturbed.
A little disturbed?
Yeah. I mean, the poor lady, man. You're just supposed to be holding her hand, dude, not playing video games, bro.
Creepy, weird, disturbing. Oh, my.
Oh, yeah. But it's all good, man. That's wow. This
have you
is
heard
deep.
About the last Pokemon story for right now?
What's that?
The armed robbers that are so a lot of robberies are coming up around. So how the game works, you know the Pokestops I was talking about?
Uh-huh.
So they'll be in secluded areas. Maybe the one will be in a church.
Okay.
And you can put down a lure. Now, a lure makes Pokemon come to that stop.
Okay.
And it benefits everybody. So
right.
They'll see a lure's around, and they'll drive there, and they'll, you know, cash in on it and get some Pokemon.
Okay.
Somebody put a lure out, and so whenever people came to go catch Pokemon at that lure, they got robbed.
That is just so wrong and rude. I mean, really, dude?
Weird,
really?
Creepy, disturbing.
It's,
oh, my.
It's completely. Okay, so first of all, people are trying to have fun with Pokemon, dude. Now, people aren't out getting in fights. They're not, you know, those people aren't stealing. They're not being violent. People are, I mean, like you said to me, you know, during the commercial break, it's bringing people together. They're having a good time. It's a sense of fun. You know, this has been kind of a crazy year. So any type of good, decent enjoyment that you can have in your life, more power to you. So for these guys to take advantage of that goodness and rob people, you know, it's really, that's just wrong. It's just wrong. It's rude. And I hope you get caught and go to jail soon. That's not cool, dude. It's not cool. I mean, that's just wrong, man. That's up there like stealing from a church, dude. What are you doing? You know, you just don't do that. It's not cool.
I agree. Yeah, you're taking something that is kind of sacred in its own right because it's bringing people together and it's doing a lot of good.
Yeah. Yeah.
People are making new friends. They're getting out of their house. They're getting exercise.
Yeah.
And you're kind of putting some fear and some stigma into it, which is kind of ruining this whole magical thing we've made for ourselves.
So you should be ashamed of yourself for that.
Shame on you.
So what I want next for Pokemon Go is to catch criminals, baby. I'm calling it. I'm telling out
criminal
the Pokemon Go. I want to hear a story soon about Pokemon Go helping to catch a criminal.
Okay.
That's what I want to hear.
So we're going to go ahead and take back that thing we said about being easy on crime here.
Well,
we're back to hard on it. It only lasted 28 minutes. But darn it if we don't hate it again.
Well,
yeah.
So I wasn't trying. Okay. Well, yeah. All right. We're a little complicated. We're a little layered.
Very layered. Yeah.
We're a little layered. You know, like I said, you know, I wasn't trying to be easy on crime. It's just that, you know, if you're going to put toilet paper on your face and rob somebody, man. I just got to comment on that. Like, all right, dude. I mean, I'm just amazed at what you did. I can't believe you actually did something that ridiculous. You know? But yeah, so Pokemon Go, catch criminals. That's next. We're going to hear stories about people out there. Oh, this person got, or a criminal who got caught using the Pokemon Go app. That would be awesome, too.
So, and there's another thing going on if we
can
close this up.
Please, tell me.
So in South Korea,
yeah,
okay, there's this it's kind of being blocked off right now, where nobody can play Pokemon Go yet. But there's this little town in it, a seaside town called Sokcho, and in Sokcho, it's a 2-hour bus ride away from Seoul, and you know, the very small town.
Right.
It's the only place in South Korea where you can play Pokemon Go. So people from all over the country of South Korea are flocking. There's tickets being sold out.
It's called tourism, baby. That's right.
They're getting so many tourists just to go to the town to play
Make
Pokemon.
Your money. That's right. That's good
How
for the economy.
How crazy that you travel around the country to play an app on it, you know?
Hey, man, people all over the world are doing this right
It is,
now,
and so. It's an amazing effect.
So good for them. So, yeah, what's the name of the town again?
Sokcho.
Sokcho.
So this
right
is also an advertisement. This episode is brought to you by Sokcho Tourism.
No, it's
in
not.
Real estate. Sokcho.
We're not paying this yet, but
you should Pokemon Go there immediately. Yeah.
Oh, no, you didn't. Yeah. Oh, that was corny, but that was good. It was good, though.
It was the worst one.
But
I
it was good,
with.
Though.
Thank
but
you,
I
but
actually,
no,
like
I don't
it,
need
though.
That. So to end this all, I heard the last story a little bit ago.
Uh-huh.
And there was a man who was stabbed while playing Pokemon Go. And to talk about, you know, just how seriously addicting this game is.
Uh-huh.
When he was in the hospital, they took him to the emergency room.
Uh-huh.
He was still playing Pokemon Go.
Dude, so, really?
Yeah.
You want to die playing Pokemon Go? That's a bit much.
What a way to go.
There you go again.
Wild. Let's do it.
Oh, man. Wow. Okay. So, well, that's a lot going on with Pokemon Go within 1 week.
Yeah.
We talked about it last week, and now it's just blowing up. It's gone crazy. It's Pokemon Go like Hulkamania. It's going wild. Let me tell you, brother. It's going
Pokemon
wild.
Pokemon going wild.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love it, man. Well, cool. That's cool, man. Well, we are out of time. We have to go, dude.
Already?
Yes. Yes, we have to go. So this has been fun, though, man. This is a weird news Pokemon Go trip.
Yeah, that sounds accurate. It feels
yeah,
like that.
Definitely. Knitting, people assaulting people with road rage and then claiming that they were knitting.
had that beginning stuff where we jumped into
goodness,
20
man.
Minutes of Pokemon.
Yeah, people were using toilet paper to rob people with, really. Wow.
It's a good wrap up, yeah.
Gotta love America, bro. Gotta love it. So thanks again for tuning in. We appreciate everyone who listens to us. You can catch us on. You can follow us on Twitter. You can like us on Facebook. We are on Google Play.
GSMCpodcast.com and iTunes.
Yes.
Pretty much everywhere.
Yes. So thanks again. And I'm Keith.
I'm Jordan.
And we'll see you somewhere out in space.
There you go.